Welcome back in hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee. Ryan, what's going on, man? Happy New Year.
Oh, happy New Year to you. I was just telling Ryan before we came on, here in Charlotte where I live, we're bracing ourselves for what probably going to be about a quarter inch of snow, and it's complete and total chaos, and the end times. So we'll see. Check in with me next week, and we'll see if Charlotte survives.
You gotten all your milk, all your bread out of the way, ready to ride this thing out?
Yeah, well, I was just telling Ryan, I went to the grocery store last night to buy chicken legs, and I'm like, the hell is going on? Because it was chaos. And then I realized I hadn't looked at the weather. So it's this will be the first time in 10 years that I haven't been getting on a plane today to go to the national championship game.
Yeah.
So my body clock is a little jacked up anyway, and so the snow will just add to that.
Well, Ryan, let's get right to that. I mean, the college football playoff, Alabama takes care of Notre Dame, and I think Notre Dame honestly kind of hang around in that game a little better than I thought they would. But then Ohio State just comes out and obliterates Clemson in that game. How surprised were you that Ohio State handled Clemson as easily as they did, and what sort of a chance do you give them against Alabama in this game?
I was shocked. I mean, and I mentioned I live here in Charlotte. So, I mean, I went to the ACC championship game here, just a couple weekends ago. And so Trevor Lawrence was back at full strength, and I watched them just push Notre Dame around, quite honestly, for, three and a half quarters. And so to me, I thought, all right, here we go. Trevor Lawrence is back in, Santa Clara mode, and they're going to take care of business. And here we go again with Clemson and Alabama. But Ohio State's just really good. And I think we just forget, they had a legitimate chance when had everything happened the way it was supposed to happen schedule-wise. They had a legitimate chance to be the number one team in the country in September. I mean, they were that good. And there was a lot of buzz, and Justin Fields is really, really good. And he had his struggles for a minute. But, man, he sure wasn't struggling in the semifinals. So, yeah, I think it's, I understand that Alabama won, 12 awards last night at the College Football Awards. And I understand that yes, they beat Notre Dame in the semifinal. And if they win on Monday night, I think that it's not a long argument at all that this is Nick Saban's best team and it's one of the best teams of all time. I mean, all of that. But that being said, Ohio State absolutely 100% loves it when we're talking about the other team like that.
So what kind of chance do you give them, Ryan? I mean, I thought that the D line, that was one of the things in that game that really stood out to me, what they did to Clemson. And obviously, obviously Justin Fields with those deep shots, but Trey Sermon too, my goodness, the physicality. I mean, do you think that Ohio State can be disruptive enough defensively and then maybe control the ball enough to have a shot here?
That's it. I mean, there need to be sustained drives. I had a feeling that Notre Dame would struggle with Alabama simply because I never believed that Ian Book has enough confidence in his arm. And he's got plenty of confidence. He's got swagger. But if there's something in the flat, if there's something in the first 15 yards, Ian Book is going to take that. And you can't make your living like that against Notre Dame. And Justin Fields absolutely can go downfield, and he has no problem with that at all. But yeah, you're right. Listen, when you're talking about Sermon, and it reminds you of, when Ohio State upset Alabama in the college football playoff back in, 2014?
Yep.
It's hard to remember now, but, Ezekiel Elliott was good, but we didn't know that he was that good until they got to the playoff. And obviously that's the year they went through like 9 quarterbacks and still took care of business. So, yeah, listen, you guys know the deal. If you've got someone who can run the football, it buys you time to figure these other things out. And even when Justin Fields was struggling with consistency, in the Big Ten championship game and certainly in the last month of the regular season, their whole season was just a month. But you know what I mean? Toward the end of the year, they found a running back they could lean on, and he's really, really good. So, yeah. It's all there. And Ohio State, quite honestly, is one of the few teams in the country that can match Alabama when it comes to depth. That's why Clemson can hang with Alabama, because they have depth, and Georgia, because they have depth. not a lot of teams, maybe the top six or seven teams have that kind of depth. And so, yeah, they need this thing to be protracted. But if they do what we saw Notre Dame fail to do against Clemson and against Alabama both, which is you move the ball in the first couple drives and don't get anything out of it, you know, you're going to have to score every time you get into the red zone. If they fumble away or just squander a couple of those opportunities, then, yeah, it's going to be over.
Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Ryan, we all know the one thing that Alabama needs is another weapon offensively, and it looks like Jalen Waddle at least is going to have the possibility of playing in this game against Ohio State. If he's able to go, what does that do to this Alabama offense that is already operating at a ridiculous level?
Well, according to Nick Saban's daughter, I mean, that's the key, right? No, it's scary is what it is, because, you know, again, as we sit here in January and, you know, Devontae's got the Heisman Trophy, it's hard to remember because it feels like 100 years ago, but Waddle was the guy. And he's the guy we're all talking about. So, but it's interesting, too, because it's an interesting chemistry question, because that's a guy that hasn't been on the field and hasn't been in the playbook and hasn't been a factor for a really long time. And when you talk to some teams and coaches, you know, sometimes when you kind of gotten used to this is the group and we've had a lot of success, if you do something to upset that, then sometimes, you know, that creates issues. But in the case of Alabama, they don't really have a lot of issues when it comes to anything game plan wise. But yeah, just the idea that he might be out there, there's no way that's not already, you know, weighing heavy on the minds. I said this about the defensive staff at Ohio State. They're going to have to go down to Little Havana and get some of that jacked up coffee that they sell down there, because those dudes are going to be game planning. There will be no sleep in South Florida for those guys.
So, Ryan, how'd you like to talk about your alma mater?
we always do, right? And yeah, you always remind everyone that I went to school there. But, yes, go on.
Well, I mean, look, right now at this situation, where do you think this goes? Let me add on to that, too. Where do you think this goes? Do you think that Tennessee could – move on from Jeremy Pruitt, you know, as there's an investigation ongoing, and then go from there to hiring Hugh Freeze?
All right. So the reason, and listen, I know this for a fact, as soon as we're done with this interview, Hugh Freeze will text me or he will tweet at me or something, because it's just, he has his own name loaded into Google News. It just does. we hear from him. Anybody writes anything about him, says anything about him, positive or negative, you hear from him immediately. I like Hugh. I think Hugh is a great football coach. But the reason South Carolina would not give him a look was because of the baggage. And the reason that I don't believe that his name came up for a lot of other jobs was because of the baggage. And I don't believe that Tennessee would have looked at him 5 years ago in this situation because of the baggage. And I don't think they care about that anymore. You know, they're at a point now where, you know, what do you do to win? But people get hung up on the phone thing, right? People get hung up on the salacious headlines when it comes to Hugh Freeze. There's also NCAA issues there. And that's the part that everyone seems to forget. And so, you know, it's there's a lot coming on, but listen, X's and O's wise, and if he were on the phone with us right now, we'd be having a great time. I mean, he's entertaining and obviously can coach football and you know, and took Liberty, and you know, they're the ones that torpedoed Coastal Carolina Cinderella season. They can play, man, and he doesn't have a lot of talent in Liberty, and they moved to football. And so entertainment wise it would be great, but it's I don't believe that Tennessee would have even looked his way a few years ago. They certainly look the other way on other candidates for, you know, for issues and, good or bad, made up or not. And so, yeah, that's a really long way of saying, I think they'll absolutely look at him. And I think that, you know, the chances of that probably would accelerate things. But listen, you guys know this, once the lawyers show up, once the fixers show up And the guys who, the damage control attorneys, once those guys start showing up for the quote-unquote internal investigations, that's usually not a good sign for the people who are currently employed.
Yep, absolutely. Ryan, last thing for you here. Obviously, Texas makes the decision to move on from Tom Herman, brings in Steve Sarkisian as their head coach. Number one, what did you make of that move, and what do you think the chances are that Steve Sarkisian does a pretty good job at Texas and gets them back to where they want to be in terms of national prominence?
I think that a conversation about Texas and a conversation about Tennessee are similar conversations, which is I think that sometimes a program just gets lost in the woods, Michigan, and you just don't – you can't find your way out, UCLA. You know, you get out there and you just don't know what the answer is. Sark can coach, man, and I think there's the potential there for an Ed Orgeron-type story tied to USC that we were ready to throw this guy's career out because he'd made terrible decisions and had personal struggles and all those things. But he's battled through that. And his honesty when he was asked about that in his introductory press conference, I was completely blown away by. So, now listen, he can do it. But I'm telling you right now, though, if they can't win with him, if with him they're still a 9-win team that, you know, crosses their fingers and hopes to beat Oklahoma every fall, then, you know, that might just be who they're going to be.
Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexo. Ryan, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us. Happy New Year to you and your family.
You too, boys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Ryan McGee, one of the best in the business. When we come back, we'll get into the Vols a little bit. Are they getting ready to move on for Jeremy Pruitt? How quickly could it happen if they do? We'll discuss all that coming up. But first, I've got a word from FanDuel, and I got to tell you, the NFL playoffs, my favorite time of year. I can't wait to get in on all the action this weekend on the FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot because right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the wild card round this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. Maybe you like the Titans in their matchup against the Ravens. Maybe you're going to the NFC and the Tampa Bay Bucks against the Washington football team. Any team, you've got the odds to win there with FanDuel Sportsbook. So don't miss out on this exclusive offer. I've been betting on FanDuel all season long. It's been awesome. They get your money to you in as little as 24 hours. They've got a wide range of betting options. So make sure you check it out if you haven't already. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code ROB. That's R-O-B, so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code ROB. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. A deposit is required. Max bonus of $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.